Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in. So we played a game an hour ago called Yay or Nay, which is
like, oh boy,
pretty simple, Chris. Like, yay if you think it's going to happen, or nay if you don't. So here's the yay, and here's the nay. So we're going to yay or nay you.
All right.
Vancouver and St. Louis tied at two games apiece. The Blues on a two-game win streak now to draw back into that series. Calgary and Dallas going back and forth. That series tied at two. The Habs have a big one this afternoon, game four against Philadelphia, trailing that series 2-1. Do all Canadian teams get eliminated in round one, which would be a yay, or nay, do you think at least one advances?
Nay.
All right. You just wanted to hear the horse sound.
Yeah, I don't have to do the horse sound.
No, you don't.
That would be way better.
But if you did do the horse sound, we would replay it a lot for a lot of days on this show. Which team, Chris, or teams based in Canada do you think are strong to advance?
I think the best shot would be Vancouver or Calgary. If I had to pick for sure, it would probably be Calgary, the way it looked. Vancouver played really good in the first two games, but now they kind of got a desperate team on their hands, and they might be in a little tough at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Calgary's who I picked. Vancouver, I said, when, you know, as soon as they gave up the first one to St. Louis, I said, watch out. Same with the Bruins. Who's looked good to you out of each conference so far? If you had to pick a Stanley Cup final, who do you like right now?
Well, out of the West, it's a coin flip between Vegas and the Avalanche. I love how the Avalanche are playing, though. They are playing fast. They're very well coached. They're structured and they're skilled, and they have the second best player on the planet on their team. So I think Connor McDavid is the best. I don't want to get in the debate right now, but they have McKinnon who can just make so much happen. So I would have to pick Colorado at the end of the day just because their upside talent is higher than Vegas. And then Tampa Bay in the East. I think it'd be an Avalanche-Tampa finals, and I'd like to think Tampa would win.
You know Naz pretty well, Chris, and I mean, he's playing fantastic for Colorado. I just find this Avalanche story to be really fascinating, because if you go back 3 or 4 years to that time when Patrick Waugh walked away, what was it, right before training camp began or during training camp? And Jared Bednar, who had been the head coach in Cleveland, the Lake Erie Monsters, the AHL affiliate, just gets thrown into the position and hey, here you go. I think the Avalanche, they had 40 or 45 points that year. Like, they were almost late 80s Quebec Nordique bad. I was just going to say, like, the turnaround, and I know Makar and McKinnon has taken even another step. Like, the turnaround has been really quick and really, really stark.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I would have been like, what's Bednar doing? Like, he's got to leave. And not only that, does Joe Sakic understand hockey at all as on a management side? You know, I think everyone was questioning everything. And not only that, they were losing draft picks. That Will Butcher, at that point, he didn't even think of signing in Colorado. He hit the free market, where I was like, at that time, like, it might be good for Will Butcher to go to Colorado because they weren't deep on D. But at this point, Will Butcher might not even be on their lineup if you look how deep their D are from 3 years ago till now. So it's funny how the things have changed. Having a winning team and a winning atmosphere always changes that. But after that 49-point season, and then the next year they came and McKinnon wanted to be better, and he took a step into that elite category. And then you have Rantanen, who took another step for him. He fast-tracked his development. Those two guys really helped that organization turn. And now you see these guys that they did the right thing with. They didn't force Makar to play like I think they did with, and same with the Hughes in Vancouver. They did it to the young Hughes in New Jersey. I think they forced him and Kako in last year. But with those two guys, they took their time. They took a year or 2 years, and now you see how they're playing, and they're stepping in the lineups, and they're elite. They're elite players. But the Avalanche, they play so fast and structured, and they have so much talent, and they did it the right way, and it's exciting. It's an exciting probably next 5 years for them.
And patience is a big thing, and obviously here in Toronto, we can get impatient at times, and it's tough to sit here with the amount of talent and watch the first round exits or watch a team this year not even get into the actual playoffs. I just wanted your thoughts on the Leafs this year and kind of what's the biggest thing they're missing.
Well, I said this at the trade deadline. They're missing Nazem Kadri, and this is the thing. And they're not going to go out and get him at free agency, but they need someone on the third line that can take the pressure off Matthews and Tavares. Matthews and Tavares are elite centers, but they're not guys that should be out there trying to shut guys down. And they're great. They're good defensively, but they're not great. So it's really hard to have them match up against McDavid or MacKinnon offensively when they're hemmed in their zone. They need a third line guy that can take the pressure off them, and Naz was that guy. So they're going to need to go out. They're going to need to find a guy who can win faceoffs, take the pressure off them. And then again, for me, if you're looking at their defense, they need guys that can just hammer down and play D, and maybe one other game-changing D-man that you might have to get through a trade. So I think they have a lot to do, and they also need to think about their playing style. I think they play too slow. It's too much going back with the puck. The D-man will get the puck in the corner instead of going straight up with it or making that pass to get it into their forward's hands. They keep circling back. There's too much, slow play with their game that can allow teams who forecheck like Columbus to get on their forecheck and create turnovers and create chances against them. There's too many little issues in there that they got to fix. And they do have the talent to go back with the puck, but for me, playoff hockey is about going forward, and there's no way you can keep playing that style and you're going to win a Stanley Cup.
How important is it for teams to just squeak in the playoffs, either during the regular season or this year with the bubble system and the play-in, versus, you know, not making it and getting a high draft pick? Because I look at the Vancouver Canucks, and there was a lot of discussion on why even bother winning that play-in if you're just going to get swept in four games. And here they are in a battle with St. Louis. But even if they lose, does that experience, is that better than getting the chances of a high draft pick?
Yeah, I don't know that, Ziggy. Before, I was like, why would Montreal want to win too? That's the team I was thinking about. I'm like, they have no chance of winning the cup, like at all. And they're a team that needs a top line center. But then again, this little experience has kind of brought out Kakko Niemi, where I was like, I didn't know what kind of player he could be. He was a guy, again, I thought was rushed in. I didn't like that they rushed him in. But again, then he goes back to the minors, and you can kind of see he found his game and he's playing at a different level in Suzuki. So the experience is always nice. You want that experience for them. But at the same time, I think these are teams that understand where they're at. So I think it's a bit of a catch-22. Vancouver, to me, is much further ahead of Montreal, even though Montreal is playing good hockey right now. But, yeah, I don't really know. I think you would want the draft pick. But, again, the AHL is for development, and the NHL is a win-now league, so I do love that these teams are trying to win. But since 2012, a lot of these teams, especially the bottom half, have almost become like development teams. They don't care if they win or not. So it kind of makes it – I don't like it at times when these teams are not putting older players into their lineups and they're just going through the motions all year. We make it, we don't. The NHL is a win-now league. I would rather have every team trying to win instead of just developing in the NHL. Develop in the minors. That's what it's for.
I bet you didn't think you were going to wake up this morning and hear horse noises on the radio, Chris, but you did.
I feel like I'm back out west.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, get your cowboy hat on.
Taking you back out there. Listen, we'll reach out again really soon. Appreciate your insight as always, and a fun chat. Thanks for this.
For sure. Take care, guys.